local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, picketers will be setting up shop at UC Medical Centers around the state today. It's another one-day strike. How might it impact any patients? KNX 1070's John Baird live at UCLA with some answers.
The union representing these workers has already staged a number of these one-day walkouts. The last one was in April because contract talks with UC have stalled. They've been going on for more than 2 years. Now, the union accuses UC of unfair labor practices and illegal outsourcing of jobs. That seems to be a major sticking point. Todd Stenhouse is a union spokesman.
Our hope is that they will take action to make sure that UC jobs that are a ladder to the middle class, are ultimately a priority for the university.
But UC contends that their contracts with the union already protect workers from being displaced due to outsourcing. And UC believes the union's salary demands are way out of whack, that the union is asking for a raise that is more than double what other employees received. UC officials say they'll do everything possible to limit the negative impact of the strike on its campuses and medical centers. Reporting live at UCLA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Today, some state regulators might launch the investigation into those wind and fire-related power shutoffs by SoCal Edison and PG&E. Let's get the story. Here's Craig Figner.
Yeah, Dick, the utility companies have insisted that power shutoffs to millions of people across our state were necessary to prevent sparking wildfires during the intense windstorms.
Let me assure you, we do not like to turn off the power. It runs contrary to the reason any of us ever got in this business. But we do know this, that winds above 45 miles an hour create a high risk of vegetation contacting distribution lines.
That's president of PG&E defending his company to the state's Public Utilities Commission during a recent meeting. Now, utility critics have accused Edison and PG&E of putting profits way ahead of maintenance, and they've said utility companies should have long ago upgraded transmission lines so they're not vulnerable to California's predictable intense wind storms. Edison has, of course, admitted already to the Woolsey fire, saying its equipment likely sparked that devastating and deadly event. Back to you guys.
The vice president's going to be in Orange County today attending a private fundraising luncheon in Huntington Beach. Proceeds to benefit the president's re-election campaign in the RNC. Vice President will also travel to Monterey later tonight for another fundraiser. And then it's off to NASA's Ames Research Center in the Bay Area tomorrow before heading back to Washington.
The city of Long Beach has backed off on this all-out ban, of flavored tobacco products instead of opting to focus on flavored vaping products, menthol, cigarillos. Councilwoman Susie Price pushing the idea.
I think it's important for the city to act and to act quickly to put forth a ban that limits flavored vaping products.
City attorney has been asked to draft a new ordinance that would ban the sale of the products for a year. If approved, businesses would be allowed 6 months to sell the merchandise before the prohibition is enforced.
L.A. school police say they will be out in force at Fremont High in South L.A. today. This is after some fights broke out yesterday. Pepper spray was used to restore order. Police say it started after cops tried to break up a fight between a couple of girls and then had bottles and other junk thrown at them. More than 30 officers responded to Fremont High. One student suffered minor injuries. 8 others were detained.
Arraignment today for the man charged in that DUI crash that killed a couple and their 3-year-old son in Long Beach Halloween night.
It was as Joseph and Rehan Awida were walking home with their son Omar from a night of trick-or-treating that they were struck when a car drove onto the sidewalk. In the days following the deadly crash, a memorial of flowers, candles and stuffed animals grew to mark the site of the accident. Carlo Navarro was allegedly driving drunk when he plowed into the young family. He's been charged with 3 counts each of murder and gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. He faces 45 years to life in state prison if convicted as charged. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $230,000 to help the victim's family pay for funeral, medical, and other expenses. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News. News Radio.
Local officials offering a $30,000 reward for information about a shooting at a party in Long Beach that left 3 people dead and 9 others hurt. Happened in the backyard of a home on 7th near Ohio. Police say at least one person who was wearing dark clothing with a mask took off from the scene in a dark-colored car after shooting at partygoers.
California Trucking Association funding what apparently is the first lawsuit challenging the state's new labor law that gives wage and benefit protections to workers in the so-called gig economy. This would include rideshare drivers like Uber and Lyft. The truckers group says the legislation violates federal law and would deprive more than 70,000 independent truckers of the ability to work.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.